Just quick, safe, and reliable transfers across Africa.
Send money across 33 African countries in real time with Ecobank Rapid Transfer. Ecobank, a better way to send money across Africa.
African Voice News, your global link.
The government commissions ERB 197 kilowatt solar system. Zahest condemns the use of youths in political violence. And Malawians repatriated from South Africa amid xenophobia concerns. Good afternoon with the lunchtime news at 13 hours. I'm Christabel Kamano. Government has officially launched and commissioned the Energy Regulation Board ERB 197 kilowatt kick solar power system. The Ministry of Energy Permanent Secretary in charge of electricity, Arnold Simwabase's government, recognizes the importance of embracing innovative and sustainable energy solutions that contribute to national objectives. Speaking during the launch in Lusaka today, Mr. Simwaba stressed that it is important that other alternative sources of energy are recognized, especially at a time when the energy sector is undergoing a transformation driven by the need to enhance energy security, improve efficiency, and mitigate the effects of climate change. It is important to note that this initiative performs a key component from the Presidential Initiative, a national program designed to accelerate a transition to renewable energy within the public sector, said Mr. Simwaba. Mr. Simwaba highlighted the importance of the program, which seeks to leverage the country's abundance of solar resources to power public institutions, reduce dependence on conventional electricity sources, and promote long-term sustainability in the service delivery.
It is important to note that this initiative forms a key component of the Presidential Initiative, a national program designed to accelerate the transition to renewable energy within the public sector. This program seeks to leverage the country's abundant solar resources to power public institutions, enhance energy security, reduce dependence on conventional electricity sources, and promote long-term sustainability in service delivery.
And ERB Board Chairperson Jim Spander said the solar power system is a milestone achievement for the institution and a significant step towards a sustainable energy future. Mr. Spander stressed that today's event is not merely the commissioning of solar installation, but a demonstration of ERB's commitment to energy efficiency and environmental stewardship. He added that ERB not only has a mandate to regulate the sector, but to lead by example, as witnessed by solar powers system.
With a generation capacity of 197 kilowatt peak, the system is expected to significantly offset our electricity consumption, resulting in considerable savings of energy costs over its operational lifespan. And this is a message which we have consistently been talking about to the nation since we had the terrible experience of the drought 2 years ago, which saw at the worst time having supply as low as 3 hours on. And the message has consistently been the need for us to diversify our energy mix.
Agribusiness expert Gilbert Banda has warned of a possible drought during the upcoming farming season, cautioning that farmers who depend entirely on crop production may be vulnerable to the expected El Nino weather conditions. Mr. Banda urges farmers to prepare in advance by focusing on crops that require less rainfall and are better suited to dry conditions. Speaking in an interview with RTV News and the Saka today, Mr. Banda also encouraged farmers to diversify their operations by investing in livestock production and establishing pasture nurseries to secure sufficient feed supplies, helping them cope with the unpredictable impacts of climate change and potential drought. Mr. Banda has commended Zambia's projected maize harvest of 4.9 million metric tons from the previous farming season, describing it as a significant achievement for the country where maize is the primary staple crop. He further called on farmers to adopt climate-smart agricultural practices and grow drought-tolerant crops to strengthen resilience and maintain productivity amid increasingly unpredictable weather patterns. The Zambia Empowerment Hub for Entrepreneurship and Skills Training, ZEHEST, has strongly condemned the growing trend of politicians using young people as instruments of violence during political campaigns. ZEHEST Executive Director and Founder Clarence Muziamba has expressed deep concern about the exploitation of youth for political purposes, stressing that young people should be viewed as agents of national development rather than tools for conflict. Every act of political violence robs a young person of their future, their education and their dignity, said Mr. Muziamba in a statement issued to RTV News and Lusaka today. Mr. Muziamba has called for peaceful and issue-based political campaigns, emphasizing that politics should be driven by ideas rather than intimidation and violence. He further urged political leaders to prioritize the protection of young people and refrain from exploiting them for political gain.
We strongly condemn the growing trend of politicians using youths as instruments of violence during campaigns. We believe Zambian youths are builders of our nation, not weapons to be used for destruction. Every act of political violence robs a young person of their future, their education, and their dignity. As ZEHEST, we call for peaceful campaigns. Politics must be about ideas, not intimidation.
The Ministry of Tourism has called on the corporate sector, cooperative partners, financial institutions and members of the public to support initiatives aimed at preserving Zambia's rich cultural heritage and promoting economic development through traditional ceremonies. Ministry Permanent Secretary Evans Muhanga says traditional ceremonies remain important platforms for promoting national unity, cultural identity, tourism development and economic growth. Mr. Muhanga commended the Hamusonde Royal Establishment and the Ilwanza Organizing Committee for their continued efforts in preserving and promoting the cultural heritage of the people of Wengwa through the annual Ilwanza traditional ceremony, scheduled to take place from 10th to 12th July 2026 at Hamwala Arena in Munze District. Traditional ceremonies are more than cultural gatherings, describing them as important institutions that transmit values, history and identity from one generation to another while strengthening social cohesion and national unity, said Mr. Muhanga during the Ilwanza traditional ceremony fundraising event in Choma. He said Zambia's diversity remains one of the country's greatest strengths and that traditional ceremonies continue to serve as important vehicles for fostering peaceful coexistence among communities. Mr. Muhanga further emphasized that culture should be viewed as a strategic driver of economic development, adding that traditional ceremonies create opportunities for tourism growth, local business expansion, job creation, and investment. In African news, a group of 150 Malawians repatriated from South Africa amid growing worries about xenophobia are due to arrive by road in their home country on Monday, the Malawian authorities have said. The repatriation follows violence in South Africa's Western Cape province, where there were reports a week ago of door-to-door intimidation as well as deaths of two Mozambicans in Mossel Bay. The Malawians were among a number of foreign nationals who had sought refuge in temporary camps in Mossel Bay, according to a statement from Lilongwe. Ghana, Nigeria and Zimbabwe have also organized repatriation efforts after raising concern about xenophobia in South Africa. Anti-migrant groups are demanding undocumented migrants to leave the country and have set 30th June as a deadline. Coming up shortly, at least 19 dead after major earthquake strikes southern Philippines. the Sunmore, stay tuned.
Anyone can get malaria, but those most at risk include people living in or traveling to areas with high incidences of malaria. Groups most vulnerable to malaria include